Greetings, listeners, to the In Memory of John Peel show with me, Zaf Mann, here in association with KFPP Freeform Portland Radio. And couldn't get a show done in the middle of the week this week, just the regular weekend slot and tons of new music to bring to you. I'm not sure which ones I'm going to play yet, but I know what I'm going to start with. Thanks to Sean over there in Australia from the Metal Postcard label. He put me in the direction of this by John Mollusk. It's called Greta Thunberg Sings Swedish Death Metal.
My message is that we will be watching you.
This is all wrong. I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet, you are talking to us young people for hope. How dare you? You have stolen my dreams, my childhood, with your empty words. And yet, I'm one of the lucky ones. People are suffering. People are dying. Entire ecosystems are collapsing. We are the beginning of a mass extinction. No way to talk about is your money and fairy tales of eternal economic ruin. How dare you? For more than 13 years, the signs have been crystal clear. How dare you? That you're doing enough. With politics and the destruction that don't seem to incite. You say you hear us, that you understand the urgency. No matter how sad and angry I am, I do not want to believe that. Because if you really understood the situation and still kept on failing to act, then you would be evil.
Brilliant. That's a musical license used as it should be. I hope no one takes offence. I think it's a completely brilliant concept. John Mollusk with Greta Thunberg sing Swedish death metal. Now, on the same theme, the great composer and producer Elizabeth John Kelly has a theme album out called Farewell Doomed Planet. Oh, very, very much, isn't it? Anyway, this is the track from it called Departure.
Thank you.
I've been enjoying the grooves, electronic, dancey things this week. Just in the mood for it. But that was A. Lily, new album called War Il Dar on Blank Editions Records. And you can see all the tracks and playlists at inmemoryofjohnpeel.com or follow along on Twitter at World Cup of Music. Now, in a completely different vein of music, it's typical on this show. Guitarist, we had the fantastic Andrew Abbott on a on last week's last weekend show. I think it was that one, I got a big reaction to it. It was just pleasing to me. Another master guitarist also has a new album out yesterday. It's called Odds Against Tomorrow. Bill Alcott, and here he is with A Writhing Jar. Thank you.
Better to be reunited with your mother and your son. Ready, are you ready for the day to come? Behind and work out on the land, accept your little paycheck from a farmer's careless hand. Ready to turn the key to your mansion and your life, share the excess of your wealth, don't you have got? Are you ready for the year of Jubilee? Are you ready, are you ready for the bound to be? Are you ready to be united with your mother and your son? Ready, are you ready for Jubilee? Pack upon your back as the year of Jubilee. Are you ready?
Track's called Jubilee by Charlie Parr, and it's a new single on Red House Records. Fun stuff. Now, I don't know why I'm going to play. There's so much to get to. I'm going to have to do an extra show in the week. There's new albums from Attic Shed, Gams, Carl Stone's album is out. Oh, Arse, the great Arse from Australia. They have a new release which I'll be playing. I don't know. I can't get to Chesky. R. Elizabeth will be an extra show in a week, so watch out for that. I'm going to play you The Shifters next. Tel Aviv from the album called The Shifters on Future Folklore Records.
We'll be right back. Imagine my disappointment. We were there but didn't say a
Love that, love that. Beige Palace. The track is Dinner Practice and the album is Leg. I think you can find it on Bandcamp. Yeah, Buzz Howl Records. And that's a great album. Right, let's play some Carl Stone. Carl Stone is a professor, I believe, at a Japanese university, you know, somewhere in Asia anyway. And he just knows so much about so many different complex rhythms. His music is very exciting. This is his new album, Himalaya, Jam Jam.
Thank you.
Depth to this intriguing album by Paco Rossicky. It's called The Visit of the Stranger, and that was Stones of Niigata on Linear Obsessional Records. As I say, you can find this in memoryofjohnpeel.com, playlists and podcasts going back for years, and that we keep those on a server and pay for that. If you want to help back the show and the 30, 40 hours that go into it every week, you can do that at, well, there's lots of links actually. Patreon is the best one, P-A-T-R-E-O-N, Zaphman Music, Z-A-P-H-M-A-N-N, Music, and yeah, you can control it how you want. Thanks for everybody who's doing it every week. You keep it going. And that's what the band Arse told me to do. Keep it going, you're the best. Thanks very much. We'll be playing your track, I think, in the next show. Because right now I want to play Wet Tuna. When I got this, I thought, what an awful name for a band. Probably some funky, poppy thing. But it's anything but. It's like a Dylan-esque rambling thing. This is Cowpath 40 from the new album Water Weird. Suspicious vibe.
Heavy shredder.
I've been waiting to play this for a while. It's just come out. It's Essie, E-S-S-I, with a track called Marimba from the new album Vital Creatures. Now, there's a label called Cherry Red that often bring out stuff from the past, and sometimes they do like four CDs or four LPs at a time. They've just did one, or just done one, released one yesterday, called The Sounds of Sheffield, 1978 to 1988. It was one of my favourite places to go, one of the great party cities. I can tell you lots of stories about that. I won't do that now. Just got enough time, though, to play you this cracker that I found in amongst the albums from 1985 from a flexi disc, You Ungrateful Bastard by 1000 Violins. I've worn my spectacles for you, you ungrateful bastard. Well, we end the show on that. Quite amazing. Thanks for listening. And listen out for an extra show in the midweek. This has been the In Memory of John Peel Show. Bye for now.